So the national media loves to talk about the problems in Detroit. They call it the ruin of a once great city. You know, John, let me tell you a story really quickly, if you don't mind. You know that I was recently in Detroit. That's where I moved from.
I went to high school in Michigan.
Right.
I love Detroit.
So at one point, there was a crowd of people in my home, and we had two visitors there who were visiting from out of town, and they were asking what they should see in Detroit. And a married couple said, oh my gosh, do not go in Detroit. Here's all these places outside the city limits that you can go visit. Listen, here's, you know, there's terrible crime in Detroit. The streets are filthy. You can't find a parking place.
Were Detroiters saying this suburban?
Here's the punchline. Yeah. I then said, wow, when was the last time you went into Detroit? They said, oh, we haven't been there in about 15 years.
And they lived, like, in the suburbs. They lived, like, 10 minutes away. Wow.
Yeah, but this is really typical of people outside the city limits of Detroit always having an opinion about the city and explaining how they can fix the Motor City. We're joined this morning by our friend Jerome Vaughn. He's the news director for member station WDET in Detroit. Good morning, Jerome.
Good morning, Celeste.
Hey,
good morning,
Jerome.
John.
You recognize what I'm talking about right here, right? People outside the city limits talking about it?
Oh, to a frustrating level, I recognize what you're talking about.
And the media is no exception here. They often parachute journalists in and leave with stories about how wrecked Detroit is, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you and I have talked about it when you were here, and the situation still goes on. People come in, they report on the horrible things, and, you know, journalists who parachute in tend to report on the same four or five horrible things and never really stay long enough to see the good things going on. As I like to say, on a regular basis, there's not the recognition outside of Detroit, including the suburbs in some situations, that a million people now, roughly 850,000 people, would never choose to live in hell. And Detroit is a great place. I mean, I'm completely biased in that respect. We have our problems, but it's a great place to live.
Okay, so here's WDET's solution to this. You have a mayoral election coming up in November, right?
Correct.
And what you're doing now is you're going out and collecting hundreds of responses from people within the city of Detroit. What is this project you're working on?
It's called the Detroit Agenda, and basically the way it's set up, we're going out, we're talking to hundreds of people, we're trying to get about 500 people, and asking them what they want their community to be like, how things need to change to get their communities there, and what government leaders need to do, the mayor and the city council need to do to help get the community there.
Okay, so let's hear Betty Wiggins real quick, what she has says she wants for the city.
I want to live in a community that the quality of life issues are secure, such as good rubbish pickup, good police protection, good fire protection, good bus transportation, and housing, that our housing stock is maintained and well kept, safe, clean streets.
Okay, and before we respond to that, here's Sherry Nichols with some people would be a very surprising comment.
Unfortunately, my house is the only one on the block right now. There are no standing structures. There used to be 24 houses. Now I'm the only one.
What happened to them?
They're gone. Whether they got foreclosed on and burned down as a result of vandalism or because the house next to it burned down, I'm the only house on the block.
Okay, so we have one respondent saying she wants basic civil city services, another one saying her house is the only one left in her block. To me, that sounds bad.
I mean, it is. I mean, there's no doubt the city is in distress. There are neighborhoods that are in need of a lot of basic city services. But as you know, there are also neighborhoods where there are mansions and well-kept streets and places where tourists go to see huge houses.
Yeah, so the architecture in Detroit is beautiful.
Right. And like all cities, I mean, we have issues. I mean, if you look at other cities, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, there are rundown areas of the city and there are sparkling areas of the city. We just happen to be in a little more distress, a lot more distress right now. But that's a short-term issue.
The little, the lot, the short-term, the long-term issues. I mean, that's really the head-scratcher for Detroit. I mean, we talk a lot about the downturn, the recent downturn in the auto industry, but a lot of the troubles that your listeners refer to there have been brewing for a long, long time. What's the prospect of a turnaround for the new mayor?
I think the prospect is not good, at least in the short term. The auto industry is still in bad shape. The national economy is not great. And, you know, as most Detroiters know, when the nation's economy has a cold, Detroit gets pneumonia. And then, you know, as you look forward, there are other issues, structural issues in the deficit. We're looking at a $300 million deficit. And so a lot of these problems really have to have some fundamental change, for example, in the way that the city deals with its unions, before long-term change is really going to be possible.
And political change, Jerome. Here's Jill DeSandy talking about the Detroit City Council.
I don't think that they are held accountable for their positions. You know, they're constantly overspending money. They can't manage their budget. And it's a joke.
She's not kidding there. There are a lot of jokes about the Detroit City Council, right? There's political problems there.
Oh, without a doubt. Jokes. Over the last few years, there have been fights and threats of fights and threats and indictments. That's been one of the really big things for a lot of people we've talked about. They're really looking for integrity in their government leaders. Now, we've got a real opportunity here. We've got an opportunity to get three, four, five,
right,
six new city council people out of the total of nine. That can really make a difference in the direction the city goes.
And you're going to be bringing these responses to the mayor and the new city council in January after you've received them. We'll keep checking back in with you on this project. That's Jerome Vaughn, news director for member station WDET in Detroit. They've received over 400 responses so far, but they're going to keep working. I imagine they're going to have well over 1,000 by the time they present this to the mayor.
Some pessimism and optimism in those responses. Thanks, Jerome.
Coming up, what's the difference between raising boys and girls? Is there one? We've been hearing from you, and we're going to talk about it.